11:35, you are tuned into Casey at Work. I'm Anelda, and the time is flying while we're having fun. It's almost time for our 11 o'clock news, but first I have a big treat for you. On the line, I've got Daniel Chigwidden, and Daniel, I hope I said your surname correctly. Welcome to Casey at Work. We're so happy to have you here on the line all the way from Australia.
Hey, thank you so much, Anelda, for having me. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
So we're chatting to you today. You're an Australian musician, you're a songwriter, a worship leader, and you've performed in pop rock bands, sharing stages with some very big Australian acts, and now focusing on Christian music and worship. Your journey's really taken some interesting turns over the years, and I'm very excited to talk to you about it. And Daniel also recently released his latest single, Cast My Cares, which speaks about anxiety, faith, and also finding peace in difficult times. And if you've been listening this week, you would have heard his song playing on the radio as well. So after this interview, we'll also listen to Daniel's song. So Daniel, welcome to the show, and let's just jump right into it. Can you take us back to the beginning? When did music first become a big part of your life?
Sure thing. Yeah, well, for me, music really goes back to, you know, my childhood and growing up in a home, a musical home, and also a Christian home. Definitely, you know, singing, playing music in church was a big part of my upbringing. And so that's where I first learned to sing songs, play guitar, you know, learning a little bit of music through my dad, and then my my parents investing in some lessons for me to learn, you know, a bit of guitar and a bit of singing, and yeah, just develop that craft over time. And sort of in my younger years, definitely had just this desire to write my own songs. I remember seeing bands that used to come to our school. I grew up in Townsville, North Queensland, here in Australia, and I remember there was these different bands that used to come to our school to perform, and I just remember thinking, that's what I want to do.
That's amazing.
With my life.
Wow, literally growing up with it. And you also spent many years in the mainstream music scene before you returned to your Christian faith. What was that turning point like for you personally?
Sure, yeah. So, you know, growing up playing music, I definitely wanted to use that music and that passion for writing songs in some kind of way. And so I really, straight out of high school, I jumped into the live music scene and just started playing at open mic nights and different venues, and eventually form my own band. And, you know, we were playing a lot of gigs around Townsville, and then got some gigs interstate and even some festivals. And, yeah, it was a great experience during that time. But I guess along the way, you know, as the journey of life can take, you know, there's great experiences and there's also challenging experiences. And so I went through some challenging experiences for myself and, you know, even elements of my faith initially where I, you know, sort of had my own personal struggles, but, and even, you know, that led into, you know, some other things like, you know, alcoholism and struggling with that a little bit. But, but really, you know, for me, It was kind of a turning point, a moment in my faith where I sort of had a realization that that I really needed to just realign with God and with my faith, you know, to really see a difference in my life. And you know, the way that my life was headed was not in the direction that I was wanting to go. And so really, that turning point for me was making that decision to return to my faith, and then you know, the music that I'm releasing now is really at the heart of who who I am and who I really believe that God's called me to be as a person in this world, and being able to reach others and bring positive encouragement to people's lives, and also the message of salvation, the gospel message that is, you know, just so important with reaching people and encouraging people in their different stages of life.
Wow, what a powerful testimony. I actually have goosebumps because it's incredible to be able to share, you know, that you've personally been through those dark moments, and look at how you're just blessed now in abundance, and I think your cup's overflowing, so you can share that overflow with us even here in South Africa. So now with your latest single, Cast My Cares, it talks about anxiety and giving your burdens to God. What inspired you specifically to the message behind this song?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, this song really, I guess, came out of, you know, my personal journey, but also I think it's just so relevant for, you know, no matter what, you know, anyone's going through. We all have our own concerns and worries and anxieties and fears that we're contending with every day, and whether that's on a global level, in, you know, just seeing everything that's happening in the world, or even on a personal level, you know, there's so much going on in our world and reason for us to be anxious.
Yeah.
But this song really points people to, you know, someone who can actually help us all with our burdens and our anxieties. And, you know, for me as a believer, as a Christian, you know, I believe that Jesus Christ actually came to die for us on behalf of us. And he actually paid the penalty for our sin.
Yeah.
And through that process, we're actually able to be saved and redeemed to God through Jesus Christ. And,
yeah,
and, you know, our burdens and our anxieties are really nothing when it comes to putting our trust in Jesus, because he has our eternity secure and safe with him. So that's really what I want to be able to, just encourage people is to, you know, if there's things that people are going through, to turn to him, to turn to Jesus, turn to the cross, because Jesus is able to help us in anything that we're going through.
So powerful. And I think maybe that message will hit home to someone listening, and that whoever's listening now, there's quite a few people tuned in, but I think that message was really meant for someone. So if you're feeling in a dark space and you feel there's no hope, this song might be for you. So stay tuned and listen to it just now. And on that note, I know this question, Daniel, might sound, we all know the question, the answer, but I would love to hear your take on it. So do you think music can help people through difficult seasons in life?
Yeah, well, honestly, it's been that for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Like through you know, all different seasons in my life, music is really can be like an outlet, you know, something that actually helps people get through different things. It can be a form of therapy. I mean, you know, there's even the career these days of a music therapist, because
yeah,
it's scientifically proven that, you know, music can actually help people with anxiety and with different issues, mental health issues, etc. And personally, I just believe that music is such a gift from God to us for that very purpose. There's the side of entertainment, but there's also that really deep personal side that actually connects to us on a soul and a spirit level.
Absolutely. And you're also a worship leader. So how's that different in leading worship compared to performing in a band on a stage? Well, I suppose you're still performing in a band on a stage being a worship leader, but it must have a different feeling to it than a rock show.
Yeah, it is definitely different, and I suppose at the end of the day, that the purpose is different as well. The purpose of entertainment is to entertain people, but really as a worship leader, the purpose of a worship leader is to actually point people to God.
Yeah.
And so through that process, as a worship leader, that's, you know, what you're wanting to internalize, and that's the focus that you're wanting to really have when you're leading people and definitely, you know, sharing something. You know, I'm always one when I'm up there leading people in worship, I always want to bring something that I can share with people that actually lifts their eyes above their circumstance, whatever they're going through, and lifts it up to God and to an eternal perspective, because that's, you know, I personally believe that that's where change happens, when people lift their eyes from where they are and they place their focus on God.
I absolutely love that. And I can't wait to play your song and share it with the listeners. And you've got more music coming later this year. What can we expect? I know Saved My Soul is on the way. In this next chapter, what can we look forward to? Do you have any exciting gigs coming up, more music, so people can follow you and we can just all be part of your journey?
Sure thing. Yeah, well, so I currently do have a live recording of Save My Soul, which you can get on YouTube, on Spotify, all the major streaming platforms. But with the Save My Soul EP, there's also going to be a new studio version of Save My Soul that's going to be released.
Nice.
But even before that EP release, I've got another single called All I Want, which is coming out on June 26th.
Ooh.
So you can, look out for that on Spotify. That's coming out very soon. Basically, the EP is going to be dropped just before my EP launch, and that's happening on the 8th of August. So, there's going to be just some. The Cast My Cares is the first of these releases.
Wow!
And then the EP launch on the 8th of August, and some more ones to come after that. And if you register for the event online as well, what I'm actually doing is because, you know, I'm based in Sydney in Australia, but if people are overseas or elsewhere, if you actually register, we can actually send you a live stream so that you can become an online guest at my EP launch. So that's an option as well if people do want to tune in. So all the info is there on my website.
Incredible.
If people want to join in and be a part of that.
What an exciting year ahead for you. And we are looking forward to follow that all the way. So if people want to contact you, where can they find you?
Sure thing. So I'm on, I do have a website. So there's danielchigwin.com. But I'm also on the major social media platforms. There's Instagram.com/Daniel Chigwin, Facebook.com/Daniel Chigwin music. So you can definitely find me on Instagram and Facebook, and also YouTube and Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, all the major streaming platforms. You can find my music on there as well.
Incredible. And just to confirm, that's Daniel Chigwin, and that's Daniel, just normal Daniel, Daniel Chigwin is Chigwiden. And if you do want us to share information with you, you can pop us a message on our WhatsApp line, 0824141077, and we can happily also share those social media links with you. And, Daniel, thank you so much for your time and for sharing your story with us today. It's so inspirational. And we really wish you all the best with your new music, the upcoming EP releases, and everything still ahead in 2026. You've got the support from all of us here at KC 107.7. We support you all the way, and I can't wait to play your song to the listeners just now.
Well, thank you so much, Anelda. It's been lovely chatting, and yeah, such a pleasure to be on with you. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Daniel. We'll definitely chat again soon. Have a good evening there. It's probably almost 8 p.m. in Australia, so we all wish you a good evening ahead.
Thanks so much. Have a lovely time. Thank you, Anelda.
Thank you. Bye.